Carrie's Couch. Carrie's Couch.
So then how did you actually get it started? Tell me about that whole process, because it's a lot going into the like back house of that.
It really is a lot. And to be honest with you, Kerry, like firstly, it all started at the back of my yard after August last year, right? I kind of started this thing called #031Heats with a friend of mine, Lindsley Augustine. And of course, during lockdown and during COVID, everything was about social media. Everything was about dance videos and stuff like that. So we were pushing with our videos. Like Lindsley used to be in my house every single day, right? They call him August. Just to think about the John Woolley Gay Challenge. We actually were the one, like the first people to actually be posted on the page, as well as Busiswa's page, like all these huge artists used to post us, and that's what kind of pushed my name for people to actually know about this dancer show in green and this dancer August choreography in Durban. Likes and followers don't actually pay the bills, and I kind of stopped with it after like October, and then from January I was like just praying. I'm like, hey, what can I do that's actually gonna make my name even bigger and of a greater like accomplishment, Jay, because I want to be known. I just said to myself, but let me just start dance classes. And I just took a walk one day, this was in Feb, took a walk to the Bat Center, and I was like, please, how much do you charge? And they told me the fee and stuff like that. I'm like, are you being serious? I was like, okay, cool.
When you say are you being serious, was it because it was a low fee or because it was such a high fee?
I didn't expect it to be so low. What's so crazy, like when you want to try and risk, try to do something, everything just seems impossible. And then the greatest thing ever happened was I met a lovely lady by the name of Nazreen. She works for the brand called CK Smooth, and she wants to bring me on board to do some like dancing creative marketing for the brand. And I kind of like was rambling on to about who I am and what I do for the community. And she said to me, how's Joan, but how do you get paid through these dance classes? I said, to be honest with you, I don't get paid. And she said to me, well, Sean, no problem. I think I know someone that can actually help you assist. And this lady's name was Mohsina Majid. She is like the executive for SAS Cares in South Africa. And then Nazreen was like, okay, let me hook you up with a meeting with her. Let's see how it goes. Literally, the meeting came by and it literally took us 5 minutes, Kerry.
Yeah.
5 minutes for her just to say, Sean, need you say more. I love your energy. I love what you're doing. And from the next month, which was the next month was going to be June, you have full sponsorship every single Saturday.
Stop it.
For me, the vision is there, Kerry, but of course the platform needs to get bigger for the vision to actually come to fruition.
Well, when you're ready to have someone come teach a yoga class, you please get hold of me. And I need to ask you, with your dance classes, they happen on a Saturday at the Bat Center, is that correct?
Yes.
What time on a Saturday?
So my classes are from 4 p.m. till 7 p.m. For now, I'm trying to only push more of a commercial intermediate style, which is more like an intermediate type of thing of like for all experienced dancers. Once I get more time on my hands in terms of also the Bat Center's availability, I would love to start junior classes as well, senior classes, as well as classes for adults, as well as partner work classes.
Sharon, if someone is listening right now and they feel like they can assist, or someone goes, I want to put some money into this sponsorship, or maybe someone wants to come and join, how does someone get hold of you? Where do they find out information?
You can get me on my email, SharonMarkGreen13@gmail.com, or lower cases, as well as my Instagram, SharonMarkGreen.
Sharon, thank you so much, man. And I'm so, and thank you to all your friends that told you to get hold of me.
Thank you to everyone. I mean, I'm so, so grateful, and it's beyond words. And I know this is going to open up many doors, and it's just such a pleasure. Yes, to a great Durban.
Yeah, it's to a great Durban, a great KZN. Thank you, man. I'll speak to you so soon.
100%.